Good evening and welcome to our Celtic service. It's lovely to have you here. Thank you so much for coming along. And it's a short service and we encourage you just to enjoy it really and find the great peace and the riches that there are in this service. I'll be reading today from one of the great source books, Hebridean Altars, available on the internet, of course. It's got some great stuff in it. Spirit of the risen Christ, as lamps light up the evening, shine into our hearts and kindle in us the fire of your love. The light of Christ has come into the world. We give you thanks that you led our forebears in the faith by a cloud by day and a fire by night. We give you thanks, kindly light, that the torch of faith was brought to this land and that you ever lead your people on. Light up our dark hearts by the light of your Christ. May his word illumine our way. For you pour forth loving kindness upon your whole creation, Father, Son, and Radiant Spirit. And we say together, may the light of lights come to my dark heart. May the Spirit's wisdom come to me from my Saviour. May the peace of the Spirit be mine this night. The peace of the Son be mine this night. The peace of the Father be mine this night. The peace of all peace be mine this night. Each morning and evening of my life. Our reading today is Psalm 23. Many of you will be familiar with it. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May everyone be cherished from conception to the grave into your hands, O Lord. We place all who are restless, sick, or prey to the powers of evil. Watch over them and watch over us this night. In the name of the restful Father, in the name of the calming Son, in the name of the peaceful Spirit, in the name of the three in one. I place my soul and body under your guarding this night, O God. O Father of help to frail pilgrims, protector of heaven and earth, we say together, I place my soul and body under your guiding this night, O Christ. O Son of the tears and the piercings, may your cross this night be my shield. I place my soul and body under your glowing this night. You may want to now just take a few moments of silence as we reflect on where we've come to so far. We offer to you, Lord, the troubles of this day. We lay down our burdens at your feet. Forgive us our sins, give us your peace, and help us to receive your word. The first reading today is a good one, really, because it's about wondering what we do when we feel maybe bored or stuck and yearn for something more exciting. Seven times a week, as I work upon this hungry farm, I say to thee, Lord, why am I here? What is there here to stir my gifts to growth? What great thing can I do for others? I who am captive to this dreary toil. And seven times a day thou answerest, I cannot do without thee. Once did my son live thy life, and by his faithfulness did show my mind, my kindness, and my truth to men and women. But now he has come to my side, and thou must take his place. Lord, you are my island. In you I rest. You are the calm of the sea, in that peace I rest. You are the waves on the shore's glistening stones, their sound is my hymn. You are the song of the birds, their tune is my hymn. You are the sea breaking on rocks, praise you with the swell. You are the ocean that laps my being, in you I dwell. We give you thanks, our Father, that you are always present in all things, each day and each night. We give you thanks for your gifts of creation, life and friendship, and we give you thanks for the blessings of this day. We pray. Into your hands, O Lord, we place our families, our neighbours, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and all whom we have met today. Enfold them in your will. Into your hands, O Lord, we, O Spirit, O gentle companion and soul friend, my heart's eternal worth. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place. Come, bless the Lord. Come, bless the Lord. May that part of me that did not grow at morning grow at nightfall. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My dear ones, bless, O God, and keep in every place where they are. May the great and strong heavenly task force encircle you with their outstretched arms, to protect us from the hostile powers, to put balm into our dreams, to give us contented, sweet repose. May the virtue of our daily work hallow our nightly prayers. May our sleep be deep and soft, let our work be fresh and keen. Second reading for today. Again, from Hebridean Altars. O most gentle physician, thou hast a balsam for each hurt of ours, be it from ourself or from another. Thou feelest our spirit's pain in thine, for thou and we are kin so close that none can be closer. Therefore it is thy delight to heal us. I lie down this night with God, and God will lie down with me. I lie down this night with Christ, and Christ will lie down with me. I lie down this night with the Spirit, and the Spirit will lie down with me. God and Christ and the Spirit lying down with me. And so, friends, we finish with this blessing. I make the sign of the cross of Christ, my Christ, my shield, my encircler. Each day, each night, in light, in dark, my treasure, my dear one, the almighty and merciful three, circle us, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. I wish you the blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go well, sleep softly and gently, and be safe.